Family Theater presents Pat O'Brien, Frank Fay, and Betty Lynn. From Hollywood, the Mutual Network, in cooperation with Family Theater, presents Another Catcher in the Family, starring Pat O'Brien and Betty Lynn. To introduce the drama, here is your host, Frank Fay.
Thank you, Tony Lofano. Family Theater's only purpose is to bring to everyone's attention a practice that must become an important part of our lives if we are to win peace for ourselves. Peace for our families and peace for the world. So, Family Theater urges you to pray. Pray together as a family. And now to our transcribed drama. Another Catcher in the Family, starring Pat O'Brien as Kurt and Betty Lynn as Kathy.
My name is Kurt Winslow, and for 9 years I was first-string catcher for the Lions of the National League. I learned a lot during that length of time, and in the last couple of years I learned that the old legs wouldn't take it much longer. Oh, yes, I learned, too, that it's a tricky deal for a ball player to raise a motherless daughter the way he wants her to be raised. You see, her mother died when she was 7, and all I could do was, well, send her to boarding schools in the winter and girls' camps in the summer, but she grew up to be 17... as sweet a girl and as loving a daughter as any man would ask for. Then in spring training last year, I realized that the old man with the sigh and the hourglass was really creeping up on me. Our manager, Hank Rogers, asked me,
"You know, is that kid from the International? Is that Joe Banks?"
"Yeah, he looks good, Hank. He ought to hit 280, 290 in this league."
"I didn't mean that. He'll hit all right. What I meant was, how he looked to you from behind the plate?"
"Looked okay."
"In 2 years, he can become a great catcher. 4 or 5, maybe one of the greatest. That is, if you help him."
"Why should I help him?"
"Well, that's a fair question. There isn't any reason except you've always been a team man, and someday the Lions are going to have to find somebody to replace you. Nobody goes on forever."
"So you want me to coach the guy you hope will take my job away from me, is that it?"
"Oh, that isn't it, Kurt. Now you take me. I couldn't hit my weight, but I was the best fielding shortstop in the league. Terry Jablinski couldn't go to his right, so I worked with him till he could do it as good as I could. He took my job, but I went up and up, and now I'm the skipper of the Lions."
"Okay, I'm sold. What do you want me to do with this kid?"
"I want you to teach him anything and everything you've learned in 9 years."
"It's a little like being asked to dig your own grave, isn't it, Hank?" "All right, when do I start with Banks?"
"Attaboy, Kurt. Start with him tomorrow. The sooner the better."
"How do you pitch to Stan Musial, Mr. Winslow?"
"Skip the Mr. business. I'm not that old. Name is Kurt."
"Yes, sir."
"There's only one way to pitch to Stan. You start with an abiding faith that the law of averages will be in your favor. He can hit anything. But he bats about 350, which means that approximately one out of every 3 times at the plate, he's going to smack one safe. So all you do, you say, 'Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, curve or fastball, watch it go.' And you hope this is one of the 2 out of 3 times he misses."
"Yes, sir. How about Kilroy?"
"Kilroy? That's a different deal. Kilroy guesses the pitcher. When he thinks you're coming in with a high, hard one across the letters, he moves his right foot back just about 2 inches.
Uh-huh.
A call for a curve or a slider across the outside corner, you'll make him look like a sucker."
"I'll remember that, Kurt."
"And make notes on every player in the league, kid. Make notes. That's what I did. Instead of spending your spare time in the movies or reading those comic books, study those notes till you know every batter's strength and weakness by heart."
"Yes, sir. All this is mighty nice of you to do, Kurt."
"Do it for anybody. I never had a boy. But if things had worked out that way, I'd like to see him growing up to be a catcher." "I like the kid. Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should claim credit for the way he developed in his first season in the majors. We never worried about his batting. He was a natural switch hitter, and he could murder whatever they tossed him from either side of the plate. He caught mostly the second half of the doubleheaders. I was still the first stringer, don't forget that. But I was impressed with the way he remembered the things that I'd told him. And then one night when we were in Philadelphia, there was a knock at my hotel room door.
Hi, Dad. Glad to see me.
Kathy, what are you doing here?
Oh, I got fed up. Clear up to my neck. Close the door and I'll tell you about it.
But you're supposed to be...
Close the door and I'll tell you what happened.
Okay. What happened?
I suddenly grew up on you, Dad. I decided that life in a summer camp was much too deadly.
But, Kathy, you're only 17.
I'm almost 18. And some of the counselors aren't more than a year or two older than I am. You don't seem to realize it, Dad, but I'm a young lady now.
Yes, you're a young lady, but it's...
Dad! I'm almost 18, and I want to be with you. Let me travel with you till the season's over, will you? We've been away from each other for so many years.
Okay, Down. Oh, but I hate to think of what you'll do to the single boys on the club. We got about a month to go, and after that, well... Wait a minute, I'll see who that is.
Hi, Kurt, I wanted to ask you about... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you had company.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, don't mind me, Dad, ask him in.
Oh, sure. Come on in, Joe. Kathy, this is Joe Banks. Joe, this is my daughter, Kathy.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
How you doing, Miss Winslow? I didn't mean to butt in, Kurt. I didn't know you...
Oh, that's quite all right. Sit down, Joe.
No, thank you. I'd better be going. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Kurt. Glad I met you, Miss Winslow. See you later, Kurt.
Yeah.
Well, who was that?
He's a kid catcher on the team.
Oh, he's cute. Is he a good ball player?
He's got the makings of one of the greatest catchers who ever lived. He's going to take my job away from him, and I'm helping him do it.
Oh, you old sweetheart, why worry about that? I've always said that when you were ready to quit baseball, you'd get a job as a heartbreaker in the movies.
For the next 3 weeks, Kathy traveled with us, and the single boys, without exception, went into Hawk to see who could give her the biggest boxes of candy and the fanciest bouquets of flowers. I didn't notice that she favored Joe more than anyone else, but one night she said to me...
Dad, Joe and I want to get married.
You what?
We want to get married. Well, don't look at me as though I said I was going to jump off the top of the Empire State Building. Is there anything wrong in a girl wanting to marry the man she loves?
No, but...
But what, Dad?
Oh, you're only 17, honey.
I'm almost 18, the same age you were when you married Mom, and she was even younger.
But he's a ball player.
Well, so are you.
That's the reason I don't like it. That's the reason I don't like the idea at all.
Why?
Marry a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist, or some guy who owns a business. But, baby, don't marry a ball player.
Why not?
Because it's not percentage. If he doesn't get hurt, he's good for 10 years, maybe even 12. And then what has he got? No profession, no trade, no job. All he's got is you and a couple of three kids and a scrapbook of press clippings. So he takes a pick-and-shovel job because there's nothing else he ever learned to do.
Joe isn't like that.
Well, maybe not. But, honey, don't rush into anything. Just, you know, look around and see if you can't find somebody who can mean more to you than Joe. Somebody who, well, who's not a ball player. And if he needs any help getting started, well, I've got $15,000 solid away, and it's all yours, baby.
Thanks, Dad. I'll do it for you, but it won't be any use. Joe loves me, and I love him. What else is there to say?
Early in December, I watched my only child, Catherine Winslow, change her name to Mrs. Joseph C. Banks. I cried at the wedding. Couldn't help it. And she had said, it seemed only 30 minutes ago, that she was a tot in rompers. And now here she was, a beautiful bride, smiling at her dad, but with the love in her eyes reserved for somebody else. After the ceremony, Joe came up to me, looking like he'd just hit a homer with the bases loaded to win the final game of the World Series.
Isn't she beautiful, Kurt? Isn't she gorgeous?
I've always thought so.
What I can't figure out is how she'd ever have me.
Well, you're okay, kid. Listen, you be good to her.
You know that, Kurt. I ever don't treat her right, I hope you brain me with a bat.
Probably will, if... No, Joe, I wish you kids the best of everything. And remember what I've taught you. Save your money. And God bless you both. In January this year, I was called into the Lions front office for what I thought was to be a salary conference. Hank Rogers was waiting for me. He looked at the floor as he said,
I've got something to tell you, Kurt. I don't know where to start.
Start at the beginning.
Okay, maybe it'll be easier. We just sold you.
Oh. Where do I go?
The Blue Sox.
What'd you get for me?
$50,000 and two players. I'm sorry, Kurt. Believe me, I really am. But that son-in-law of yours came along so fast last year, we figure he'll be good for 100 games this year. Can out-hit you.
Sure he can. He's good. He's a lot better than I am. It's just that I was hoping I could wind up with the same team I started with. It's going to seem funny wearing a different uniform and playing against the Lions. One thing, Hank. Any time I play against the Lions, I'm going to play for keeps.
I'll expect that. You're a big leaguer, Kirk. If you did any less, I'd be ashamed of you.
When I reported to the Blue Sox training camp this spring, Smiley Cavanaugh wasted no time telling me where I stood, and he looked me up and down before he said...
Yeah, you look like you're in pretty good shape, Kurt.
Well, I've been playing handball all winter, Smiley. I'm only about 10 pounds overweight.
Well, what's with that up? You know, I took a big chance on you. $50,000's a lot of dough. If you can help us, you'll be worth it.
I can help you.
That's a ticket. You've known me, and I've known you for a long time, Kurt. Say around the circuit that I'm hard-boiled. I am. I want to win every game we play. If a man makes a physical error, I never chew him out. But if he has a mental lapse, or if he doesn't give me all he's got every minute of every game, then all I can say is... Katie, bar the door. No loafing on the Blue Sox and no favorites. Everybody's job is up for grabs. If you're the best man for the job, you keep it. If you're not, chances are you won't be with us very long. Understand?
Smiley, I've always played like that.
I know it. That's why I'm mighty glad I'll be having you playing for and not against us.
It didn't take me long to fit into the scheme of things with the Blue Sox. I got a kick out of the awe in which some of the youngsters held me, but after all, I was making headlines in the newspapers when they were blowing their noses in their mother's handkerchiefs. I showed Sawtell how he was tipping off his curve, and I worked with Abercrombie till he perfected a screwball that broke about 2 feet. Legs felt good, too, as we worked our way north, winding up our exhibition schedule. The night before we opened the season against the Lions, Kathy came to my hotel room.
Dad. Oh, Dad, I'm so glad to see you.
How is it, baby? Are you happy?
I'm delirious. But I did miss Joe so much when he was away at camp. This is the first year they wouldn't let the players' wives go down to Florida.
No, I don't blame Hank. How could a ball player keep his mind on his business with a beautiful wife like you around?
Oh, Dad.
Say, aren't you a little fleshier than you were, baby? Maybe you should have gone to training, too, huh?
It isn't that.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You're not...
Why not? The doctor says that about the last of October, the early part of November, you're going to become a grandfather.
Wow! Me, a grandfather? Oh, Kathy. Oh, darling. My
aren't
little
you happy?
Girl, oh, happy. I'm so high I could reach up to the moon and slug it over the left field fence for a homer. Are you sure?
Positive.
Hmm. Well, we better start figuring right now for the little fellow. I'll put that money I saved into a college fund right away so it'll amount to something when he grows up. He won't be a ball player like his father and grandfather. Kathy, promise me you won't let him grow up to be a ball player.
Oh, you silly. In the first place, he may turn out to be a girl. And in the second place, Joe may want to have a say in his son's career.
Well, I'll talk to Joe. Gee, it's going to seem funny tomorrow playing against the kid instead of on the same team with him.
Yes, and did you ever stop to consider the spot it puts me in? The two men I love best in the world, one on one side and one on the other. Which one am I going to root for?
The Young Joe Banks started off like somebody lit a firecracker under him. He lit safely 33 times in his first 66 times at bat to lead the league with a phenomenal 500 average. And then at home against Pittsburgh, the kid hit safely in his last two times at bat. The next day he was 4-for-4, and the following afternoon he racked up another 4-for-4. And that was 10 straight hits and tied the National League record. Then the Blue Sox invaded the Lions' den. I was catching, and the first time Joe came to the plate...
Which would break the National League record.
Hi, kid.
Hi, Pop.
You know we're going to fan you, don't you?
You know I'm going to clobber one, don't you?
We'll see.
Oh! Come on.
Call for one like that a little closer and I'll murder
you. You do the swinging, I'll call the signals.
Stop!
What's the matter, Pop? You afraid of me? You going to walk me?
Cut out the Yankee, you two, and let's play ball.
I got to catch it, kid. I'm sorry, but I gotta catch it. Yeah. I had to catch that foul puff out behind the plate in front of the screen, but I didn't. I never missed one like it before, but somehow it twisted out of my mitt and landed on the ground before I knew it. The fact that Joe fly to center on the next pitch to end his string was an anticlimax. When I came to the dugout after the inning was over, Smiley Cavanaugh was waiting.
So you dug it?
I didn't draw the smile.
Cut the comedy. You grabbed that one with the eyes closed.
Oh, I know what you're thinking.
What I'm thinking. Kurt Winslow purposely dropped a foul pop-up so his son-in-law could have another chance at the record.
It wasn't that, Smiley. I swear it just slid out of my mitt.
Don't give me that. I told you last spring I never chew out a man for a physical error. But that wasn't physical.
I tell you it was. I never tried harder to catch a ball in my life.
That's for the birds. You're a third-string catcher until I can trade you. That is, if there's a club in the league that'll have you after this.
What's the straight dope, Dad?
I tried to catch it, baby.
Oh, I knew you did. Joe said he knew you did. He said you're too much of a ball player to do anything else. He said he'd have struck out intentionally if he hadn't thought so.
Joe's a good boy. I did my best to stop him, but I'm sorry he didn't break the record.
Oh, he's got plenty of time. For just a minute, Dad, I was afraid you'd done it for Joe and for me, but now I know different, and I'm glad.
The next couple of months were tough. Smiley wouldn't speak to me except to give me orders, and the ball club took its cue from him. If I'd had leprosy, the players couldn't have given me a wider berth. And then along in August, we opened another series against the Lions in their home park. The first day, Tilly Williams broke the middle finger of his meat hand. The next day, in the last of the eighth, Dave Sturgeon got badly spiked, blocking a runner at the plate, and that left me the only catcher. See, it must have almost killed Smiley, but he sent me in, and I finished the game. The following afternoon, just before the balls and strikes jumped, Casey Conlon dusted off the plate. Smiley said to me...
Yeah, I could have been wrong about you, Kurt. You can show me today.
When Hank broke the news, he traded me to the Blue Sox. I told him I'd always play for keeps against the Lions. That all was as gone, and it still goes.
Batteries for today's game for the Lions. Ekstrom, pitching, Marini, catching. For the Blue Sox, Sartell pitching and Winslow pitching.
Listen to those knuckleheads. Get out and show them, Kurt. Show them they don't know what they're booing about.
Well, the game was as tight as the top on a ketchup bottle. We scored one in the second. The Lions tied it in the seventh. We rocked along 1-1 as we went into the last half of the ninth. And then, with one away, Joe Banks threw four bad ones, and Arnie Sample, batting for extra, moved him to third and on the hit and run. Well, I had Jinx Bradley intentionally pass to fill the sacks and set up a force out at home or a double play. And the infield moved in on the edge of the grass as Wally Deskin came up to the plate. Wally swung on a belt-high fast one inside and lifted a high, towering fly to short left field. Oh, look at that crazy kid, Cozy, tagged up on third like he was going to try to commit after the catch.
He's fast, Kurt.
Couldn't make it in a motorcycle. Oh, fool, that crazy little fool. He's coming in. He's out for the season, maybe for good. He's got a broken leg.
Coach, he's not in his face.
Let him alone, catch a seas, passed out. Oh, I didn't mean to do it, kid. I didn't mean to do it. But I had to block the plates.
Well, I thought that ball game would never end. It went 17 innings before they finally beat us 2-1. It was after dark when I reached St. Jude's, the hospital where they'd taken Joe. Kathy was in the room with him.
Hello, Dad.
Hi, Pop.
Hi, kids. How do you feel, Joe?
Pretty good. It was a swell block you tossed at me, Pop.
Gee, I had to, kid. You were coming like a runaway tank.
I was trying to knock you flat. Who won?
You guys did. 17 innings. That's why I'm so late.
Oh, that's good. Maybe we'll get in the World Series yet.
I think he's asleep. The doctor gave him something just before you came in.
How bad is it, baby?
Compound fracture. And his knee's torn all to pieces.
Oh. It's not so good.
The doctor says he might play again after a long rest.
Oh, sure he will.
I'm glad of one thing, Dad. People will know now that pop-up you missed was a plain old error.
So I had to cripple him to prove it. Remember I said I had 15,000 stashed away and it was yours whenever you need it? Well, darling, that still goes.
Oh, we won't need it, Dad, ever. Joe's father owns a big dairy farm in Wisconsin. We're going out there as soon as he can be moved. I think it'll be nice for your grandson to be born on a farm.
Holy cow, I'd almost forgotten. I'll move out as close to the farm as I can get. Joe and I, we'll teach him everything we know. He'll be great. He'll be the best. 20 years from now, we'll have another catcher in the family.
And now, your host, Frank Fay.
Don't you love a charming conversationalist? The type of person who has a knack of making the small talk of life sparkle with wit and personality. This art of conversation is not a trick learned from books. Rather, I think it springs ready born from a generous spirit. Good conversation is one of the true luxuries of life. Close as it is to us, on the tip of our tongue, so to speak, there never seems to be enough of it. That brings me to the point I want to make. Prayer is nothing more than good conversation with God. Children, in their trusting way, sense the truth of this. They never but think they are confiding directly into the ear of God. It's a pity we sometimes lose this trust when we grow up. It is we who change, not God, for He is changeless. So, Family Theater again reminds us the family that prays together stays together.
More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of.
From Hollywood, Family Theater has brought you Another Catcher in the Family, starring Pat O'Brien and Betty Lynn. Frank Fay was your host. Others in our cast were Eddie Firestone, Ken Christie, Leo Cleary, and Billy Baucom. The script was written by Jack Mitchell, with music composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman, and was directed and transcribed for Family Theater by Joseph F. Mansfield. This is Tony Lafrano expressing the wish of Family Theater that the blessing of God may be upon you and your home, and inviting you to be with us next week when Family Theater will present Last Run, starring Charlie Ruggles, Gail Storm, and Scotty Beckett. Join us, won't you? This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.